Well, some business students at Memorial University are getting some hands-on experience in investing your money. They have access to $150,000 in a student-led investment fund. It's real money that's going to be used to procure real stocks and bonds. Erin Olford is the Assistant Professor of Finance at the Faculty of Business Administration at Memorial, and she's the faculty advisor to the fund. She joins me live in studio. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Patty.
First off, where'd the money come from?
Well, the money came from donations from two alumni of the business school. One is a local fellow who works in the finance industry, and another in Toronto.
How is this program going to work? Because for a long time, it was basically monopoly money. It was an exercise in learning. Now real money, how does that make a difference?
Sure, yeah. For a while, the students were investing simulated money. They had an investment club that they were running, simulated money, sort of a self-organized group of people. When I joined Memorial about a year and a half ago, these students contacted me and said, you know, we'd like to really push forward with a fund that runs real money. And we actually had a donor in line already. So we set this thing up, and we recruited 15 fantastic students. We had over 60 applicants to participate on the fund. And now the students are, they have access to $150,000. Not directly, mm-hmm. mind you. There are mm-hmm. safeguards in place. So now we're going through the process of research. So it's largely a research activity that the students are involved in. They don't have, you know, access to the trading account and actually executing the trades. Their role is to decide which sectors to invest in, and then from there working on stock picking.
How long will the students that are currently involved, how long will they be involved in this exercise with this money? Because for many investors, it's long play business.
Sure. Sure.
So how long are they going to be working on this project?
So our aim is to every fall to sort of disband the group and then reconstitute it. But we're hoping that students who were involved in the previous year, if they haven't graduated yet and they did a good job on the fund, that they'll find a seat on the fund again. So we're hoping to have continuity through that mechanism. A lot of other funds sort of around the world at other universities have funds that are associated with particular semesters, so a particular class, and they have to go through the process of reconstituting the membership every semester, which becomes really difficult because then you have to retrain, you have different mentalities, you know, within the group, so they may not, you don't have that that sort of philosophical continuity that we're hoping to achieve by having members that can be on the fund throughout their entire career as an undergraduate or a graduate student.
Because it really takes, it's a test of mettle and patience, so it's hard to learn that in 3, 4, 6, 8, 10 months. What happens if they lose the money?
Well, if they lose the money, they lose the money. We're hoping not to lose the money. I mean, we're hoping not to lose the money. But if we do incur losses, that's part of the learning process. And we have to think about this as the primary aim of the fund. Of course, we want to have capital gains because we have aims here of growing our capital base. We have aims of potentially splitting the fund into two funds mm-hmm. at some point to have maybe a more aggressive fund that uses more sophisticated instruments, and then have another fund that is more of a learning field for sort of the more green folk. But if we do lose money, that's part of the learning process. You know, when they go out into the real world, this is a potential reality, as we all know when we look at our statements, our monthly statements. It's a possibility.
So how are they managing risk? Because, you know, I'm a risk-averse investor these days with all the noise in the market. So what's the philosophy? Because it does take a philosophy to tackle stocks and bonds, period.
So the investment thesis for this fund is a value-oriented fund. So we're taking a long-term perspective on our buys, and we are only taking buy positions. So we're not taking any other, we're not going short on any of our stocks. We're looking for assets that we're expecting to have long-term growth potential, as well as a strong strategy in place. So we're long-term investors taking an approach of finding stocks that are cheap in the marketplace, but that will grow in value over time.
I was going to say, like, what's the most expensive stock that you're planning on getting involved in here? We're not going to be buying IBM.
We could buy IBM.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, we could. So we do have restrictions on what securities the students can look at. So we have a market capitalization minimum of $300 million. So we don't want the students to be getting into stocks that are sort of smaller in nature. It sounds still like a big company, you know, under $300 million. But we want students to be looking at organizations that have a significant amount of information flow and also a good track record. So by extension, We don't want students to be, you know, investigating small sort of venture cap companies. So absolutely, IBM could be there. So we're not looking at expensive in terms of per share price. I mean, we won't be getting into like Berkshire Hathaway because right. they'll own one share. But absolutely, that's something that they can look at.
And just before we run out of time, what happens when you do make money? Does it go back to the people who have created the fund?
It goes back into our portfolio. So our capital base will grow.
Okay.
We don't have any plans at the moment for distribution, but it could be that it goes into scholarships. It could be that it funds different finance related activities, for example, helping out our finance trading lab at the Faculty of Business. But at this point, we're just looking to grow our capital base.
Yeah, the research and discipline required to be active in the market is extraordinary. Good luck to you and your students.
Thank you very much, Patty.